Senate will come to order. Messages from the House.
February 7, 2017, from the House of Representatives, message number 280. Mr. President, the following bills passed the House on third reading by the votes indicated. House Bill number 263, Senior Citizen District Elections, ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 282, House Bill number 280, Vehicle Registration Requirements, ayes 50, noes 8, excused 2. Message number 278, Mr. President, the following bills passed the House on third reading in amended forms by the votes indicated. House Bill number 173, Paramutual Events, Distribution of Fees, ayes 50, noes 8, excused 2. Message number 279, House Bill number 223, Concealed Weapons Permit Issuance, ayes 46, noes 12, excused 2. Message number 281, House Bill number 267, LLC and Corporation License Fees, ayes 49, noes 9, excused 2. Message number 283, House Bill number 94, Criminal Justice Reform, ayes 31, noes 26, excused 3. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
House bills on first reading. House Bill 231, first reading of the House bill.
House Bill 231, Firearm Possession, Allow Felons Antique Firearms. I'm sorry, that is House Bill number 231, engrossed. Sponsored by Representative Laux, passed the House, ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1.
House Bill 231, be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Joint Resolution 3, first reading of the Joint Resolution.
House Joint Resolution 3, Single Subject Amendment Resolution, sponsored by Representative Larson. Passed the House, ayes 33, noes 24, excused 3.
House Joint Resolution Number 3 will refer to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 41, first reading of the House bill.
House Bill 41, Court-Ordered Placements Age Restrictions, sponsored by the Education Committee. Passed the House, ayes 57, noes 1, excused 2.
Senator Landon, do you wish to be recognized? Okay. House Bill 41 will be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. House Bill 271, first reading of the House bill.
House Bill 271, engrossed. Game Bird Farms, Greater Sage Grouse, sponsored by Representative Harshman. Passed the House, ayes 52, noes 6, excused 2.
House Bill 271, referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. House Bill 64, first reading of the House bill.
House Bill 64, engrossed. Move over requirement, sponsored by the Transportation Committee. Passed the House, ayes 32, noes 26, excused 2.
Senator Coe, move over, would you please? Give me a little room. House Bill 64 will refer to Committee Number 8, Transportation. House Bill 202. House Bill 202, that's a bad number. First reading of the House bill.
House Bill 202, engrossed. Motor Vehicle Insurance Penalties, sponsored by Representative Lone. Passed the House, ayes 47, noes 11, excused 2.
House Bill 202, referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. House Bill 36, first reading of the House bill.
House Bill 36, engrossed. Obsolete Laws, sponsored by the Management Council. Passed the House, ayes 58, excused 2.
House Bill 36, referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Reports, do we have reports from standing committees?
February 7, 2017, Mr. President, your Committee Number 2, to whom was referred House Bill 27, School Facility Property Insurance, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Burns, Chairman. Mr. President, your Committee Number 2, to whom was referred House Bill 45, Judicial Branch Budget Processes, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Burns, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number two, to whom was referred House Bill 59, Higher Education Fiscal Procedure Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Burns, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number two, to whom was referred House Bill 237, Community College Capital Construction, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Burns, Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I think we're ready for bills to be considered on general file.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself back into committee the whole for consideration of Senate File 1.
Heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No.
Please, no.
Motion
move
carried.
Over.
Senator Case, we got
move over.
Lively.
Move over.
Group here, ready to go.
The Committee of the Whole will come to order. The next section for our consideration is Section 69. Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, for Section 69, which is witchy, I ask that you call on Senator Landon.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, I move over. No, I'm sorry. I move Section 69, Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education, page 18 on your summary sheet and page 66 in your budget bill. Mr. Chairman, the governor cut $415,000 out of this budget. Primarily, those cuts came out of the grants and aid payments for students. There were some vacant slots there, and they were able to take some cuts out of that area. Mr. Chairman, is the budget that takes care of our students that go elsewhere to attend health professional schools that Wyoming does not have. It includes everything from vet studies to several high-need health professions out there, Mr. Chairman. During the previous biennium, this program supported 221 students in nine different health profession disciplines. That gives you a little bit of an idea on Section 69, witchy. After the governor's cuts, the JAC made no further cuts to this agency. If there are no questions, Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve and close Section 69, witchy.
Are there any questions? Any questions for the sponsor? Okay, the motion is to approve and close Section 69, witchy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section is passed. The next section for our consideration is Section 70. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, before I move on to Section 70, I'd like to make a correction. There was a disagreement between myself and my fellow committee member, Senator Hastert, over the number of programs that will be in the Youth Challenge Program after the cuts. He had said two. I had said three. His information was more current than mine. It will be two. So I bow to the more correct senator.
We realize you were wrong.
So
Senator Burns, Section 70.
So wrong. Mr. Chairman, with that, we move on to Section 70, Enhanced Oil Recovery, and I ask that you call on Senator Landon again.
Senator Landon.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. I move Section 70, Enhanced Oil Recovery Commission, page 18 on your summary sheet, page 67 in your budget bill. Mr. Chairman, this is an agency that the governor cut by over $540,000. Much of that cut came in the area of the commission support and travel. Your JAC subsequently, Mr. Chairman, voted to remove another $250,000 general fund budget out of the UW faculty research and technical outreach portion of the budget. Mr. Chairman, JAC approved the standard budget of $367,000 as submitted by the commission. Back up to the $250,000, Mr. Chairman, that was a pretty lengthy discussion down in your Joint Appropriations Committee. At one time, it was about double that amount. It is now at $250,000. Your JAC recommended that cut. If there are no questions, Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve and close Section 70, Enhanced Oil Recovery Commission.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question on the $250,000 cut. I mean, this is hence our Recovery Commission, I think, has reorganized and I think been more effective and efficient over the last couple of years. This is obviously enhanced oil recovery is very important to Wyoming with the number of older fields that we have, and as tertiary recovery becomes more and more important to Wyoming. I'm just, as we look at the 250, what was there a discussion, or I'd be interested in the discussion and the rationale behind the 250 and what effect that will have on the mission of the enhanced oil recovery, where does that come out of, and if there was discussion about what the effect on its operations and research, what that would be.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The senator is exactly right. The commission changed their model beginning in about, I think it was January 15. That model was changed more to an outreach function, getting away from the emphasis that was placed on it before then in the areas of research and faculty support. Down at the university, they actually moved their offices, Mr. Chairman, up to the center part of the state, up into the area where a lot of the oil activity takes place. And so now they're providing more on-the-ground support to industry, and they have had some success. We had a subsequent meeting with some of their folks. To be honest with you, Mr. Chairman, when they first presented, your Joint Appropriations Committee was a little bit underwhelmed with what we learned on the Enhanced Oil Recovery Mission. And after a subsequent meeting with those folks, that certainly helped. And that's why that reduction in the budget was reduced pretty dramatically. Hope that helps.
Thank you, Senator Landon. Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And along that same line, if my colleague from Natrona County could help me out, I believe that with this new mission and trying to better define what they do, more applied than research, the number of positions that they've cut because of the new mission and the direction they're going, could you provide that to the body, please?
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman,
get back on that bull, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman. I thought I had those numbers exactly in front of me. I don't. I'll get back to the body on that. They have sustained some very dramatic cuts over the last couple of years. And to go back to what the president just alluded to, that has shown some great benefit on some of those old reserves out there, and that's particularly where they're focusing some of their attention. And it really has brought production levels dramatically way back up, particularly up in the Bighorn Basin and a little bit over in the Natrona and Fremont County areas. I will get back, Mr. Chairman, to the group with regard to how many positions we've cut in that budget and how many dollars.
Thank you, Senator Landon. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, the JAC originally cut $500,000 from this agency and then restored, after a subsequent meeting, restored $250,000. And it was related to us that would be tolerable.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Any further discussion on Section 70? Any further discussion? So the motion is on Senator Landon's motion to adopt and close Section 70. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Section 70 is passed committee of the whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 77, Enterprise Technology Services. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, it's the Bill Landon Show.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. It's good to be back with you to move Section 77.
I don't feel like you even left, honestly.
I did get to sit down for a second. Mr. Chairman, I would move Section 77, Enterprise Technology Services, page 19 on your summary sheet, page 68 in your bill. Mr. Chairman, the chief executive reduced this budget by $2.16 million. Besides the health insurance rate holiday, the governor cut several vacant positions to get up to that $2.16 million figure. Your Joint Appropriations Committee approved the governor's recommendations and further cut this agency one additional vacant position and approved of a B-11 action by the governor last summer. He moved a couple of positions. We approved of those. Mr. Chairman, if there's no questions, I would move to approve and close Section 77. Call for the question on Enterprise Technology Services.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion on Enterprise Technology Services? Any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Landon's motion to adopt and close Section 77. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 77 is passed committee of the whole. Back to you, Senator Burns.
Ms. Chairman, we're moving on to Section 80, Department of Corrections. And for that, I ask that you call on the good Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll, it's nice to have a fresh face.
Get used to it. Mr. Chairman, I move Section 80, Department of Corrections, found on page 69 of your budget bill, page 19 of your summary. This will be slightly lengthy. This is a big department and it took a large amount of cuts, so I'm going to be slightly more in-depth than I have in the others, and I can go further if you'd like. First one is the Corrections Operations Division. JEC adopted the governor's recommendations, reduced the 100 series in this division by $1,669,486 of general funds monies. Also out of this division, the JEC eliminated one additional position beyond the governor's cuts. There was a vacant full-time position that reduced the funds by another $245,761. Referenced it is on page 20 of your summary sheet. It's note number two. In field services, which is the parole offices and officers, the JEC adopted the governor's recommendation to reduce the general fund appropriation in this division by $1,566,656. In note number three on page 20 of the summary sheet, you'll see that JEC eliminated an additional AWAC position in this division, thus further reducing the general fund appropriation by $66,214. Third area is the Honor Conservation Camp in Newcastle. The JEC adopted the governor's recommendation to reduce the general fund appropriation of this facility by $1,122,645, no additional cuts. Fourth is the Women's Center in Lusk. JEC adopted the governor's recommendation to reduce general funds appropriated to the facility by $2,729,143. The bulk of all of these are the rate holiday with some reductions in personnel that you can find in the footnotes you go through. Fifth is the Honor Farm in Riverton. JEC adopted the governor's recommendation to reduce general funds appropriated to State Honor Farm by $859,782. These are vacant positions in the rate holiday. Sixth area, which is a big one, Wyoming State Penitentiary. JEC adopted the governor's recommendations to reduce this facility's general fund budget by $7,497,197. I'm going to go through this, and it's kind of it's where the meat of the cuts came of the whole bill. So first one, $1,159,807, or employee rate holiday that's standard. $4,250,384, result of funding elimination from 32 vacant positions in the Offenders Management Department, which are correctional officers in the prison. That's 32 of 295 total that are there, and those were vacant. $596,867 is a result of funding elimination of four vacant positions in facility management of this of the facility. That's four of 19 people. $199,213 funding elimination, two vacant positions in the administration, two of 33, about an 8.5% cut. $994,188 funding elimination of seven vacant positions in programming department, which is seven to 23 people. $296,735 from funding elimination, two vacant positions, education department, two of 10. JAC further eliminated two vacant full-time positions and one AWAC position to the facility. The elimination of these three positions will reduce the general fund appropriation of the facility an additional $313,780. Explanation is on page 20 of the summary sheet, note number four. Seventh is the State Medium Correctional Institution in Torrington. JEC adopted the governor's recommendation to reduce the general fund appropriation to this facility by $6,272,146. This mainly, once again, is vacant positions. You can go back down and do the footnote on it. JC further reduced general fund appropriations to the Torrington Medium Correctional Facility by $92,257 by eliminating one more vacant position. Note 5, page 20 of your sheet. Please note on note number 5 of the summary sheet, we added new footnote number 2 to the budget, which can be found on page 70 of the bill. Footnote authorized Department of Corrections to keep up to $2 million excess general fund money that would normally revert back to the general fund on June 30, 2018. This extra money can be used for major maintenance and repairs to Wyoming State Penitentiary. This was done because we've been allowing them to flex vacant position money back and forth, and we've basically taken all their vacant positions out now. They may end up needing even more than that when it's done. When the dust settles, the total general fund reductions to the Department of Corrections is $22,345,067 and eliminates 4 full-time positions that were filled with bodies and 122 vacant funded positions. Mr. Chairman, if there's not any questions, I would move we approve and close Section 80, Department of Corrections, and I'd stand for questions.
Thank you, Senator. Questions on Department of Corrections? Senator Anderson, are you up?
I am.
Okay, let me get you turned on. There you go.
Well, I am up.
I am standing, Mr.
I am standing. Mr. Chairman, am I reading this right, that the tobacco settlement money puts in about $7.4 million into the corrections budget?
Senator Driscoll, can you help us with that, or are you looking for a lifeline?
Mr. Chairman, I am looking for one. I believe I know what it is, but I'm afraid to say it without asking for sure.
We're working on it on the side here. Just a second. Let's take another question. We'll come back to that one. Oh, Senator Burns, go ahead.
We can take that. Mr. Chairman, yes, that is true. That is used for substance abuse on the prisoners.
Thank you. Senator Coe.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, that's to get them off substances, not to abuse them with substances.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Senator Coe.
Move them over, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I've heard a lot of discussion about the difficulties they've had in staffing, you know, whether it's in Rawlins or in Torrington, wherever. And I noticed that we vacate a lot of positions, and I'm just somewhat concerned because I think there's been discussion that we're inadequately staffed right now currently. Any discussion about that?
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, undoubtedly we are. Good Senator from Cody. There's no doubt they've had staffing problems. It doesn't matter what correctional facility. These are high-stress, high-turnover jobs. They're kind of a revolving door, and they constantly are looking for people. And I can come up with the numbers for you, but it's amazing how short the life of a correction officer is. These are tough jobs, and we have troubles. Doesn't seem to matter. You know, when we built the prison at Torrington, we thought, well, we're going to come up with a new work pool. It's been hard. The women's facility at Lusk, it's hard. They just have a hard time staffing, and I don't know how to deal with it, but we're very aware of it, as are they.
Mr. Chairman, the
Senator Burns.
Staff shortage is especially acute in the Rawlins at the penitentiary. We and if I'm getting the gist of the education chair's question, we have left enough vacant positions to be filled should they get additional staff, which we hope they do.
Senator Burns, thank you. Anybody else? Any other questions on this program, Section 80? Any other questions on Section 80? Senator Anderson.
We needed $80 million for repairs down there, or we could build a new facility for $260 million or something. And I'm feeling pretty good about line 14 there on page 70 of putting $2 million aside for them for that repairs.
Thank you very much, Senator Anderson.
Very generous.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, actually, we've put away a lot more than that. You know, there's a lot of money allocated. We're about to do a mechanical room. Some other stuff that's going to bid as we talk. Just more of an emergency type situation that if they get where they need to transfer some money right away. But the long-term stuff's going to be dealt with by us over long-term. Short-term fixes are kind of in right now.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to add to my good friend from the Tower, his comments, to be real honest about the situation down there at the state penitentiary, we're not convinced what we really have there. And
we've gotten some conflicting reports, to be real frank about it, and we're not sure that it's going to take quite the amount of money that's been suggested, and so in the short term, we're going to take care of that power structure need, the new power building, and go forward from there. But the senator's right. We're not convinced of the long-term fix right now.
Thank you, Senator Anderson. Senator Burns.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it has not been decided as a policy matter by this legislature yet whether we are going to try and do a long-term repair on the current facility or build a new one.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion on Section 80, Department of Corrections? Any further discussion? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Driscoll's motion to adopt and close Section 80, Department of Corrections. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Section 80 has been adopted. The next section for our consideration is Section 81, Board of Parole. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll again.
Senator Driscoll, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't be near so windy this time. This should be a lot shorter. I move Section 81, Board of Parole, is found on page 71 of your bill and page 20 of your summary sheet. JC adopted the governor's recommendation that resulted in reductions in general fund appropriations to this agency by $146,149. Employee rate holiday came up to $35,843. $59,506 result changing one full-time employee to a part-time employee. That's note one on page 20. $50,800 came out of the 200 series from reductions made in utilities, dues and licenses, out-of-state travel, vehicles, expenses, office supplies, and printing costs. With that explanation, Mr. Chairman, I will answer any questions. If there are no questions, I would move to approve and close Agency 81, Board of Parole.
Thank you very much, Senator Driscoll. Questions on Section 81? Any questions? Any questions on Section 81? Seeing none. The question is on Senator Driscoll's motion to adopt and close Section 81, Board of Parole. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 81 is carried, Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 85, Wyoming Business Council. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, just so we don't suffer from Ogden deprivation, I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll again.
Senator Driscoll, this is going to be a real treat.
Am I popular yet or not? don't answer, please. Mr. Chairman, I move Section 85 to the Wyoming Business Council. Page 20 on your summary sheet, page 72 in your bill. Mr. Chairman, the purpose of this agency is to improve the business industrial readiness of our communities, encourage business starts and expansion, grow the technology center sector, and improve the livability of communities. Governor's recommendations included standard enterprise reductions, elimination of two positions, reduction in grants to attend trade shows, reduction in funding for business assistance, for example, business engine optimization reviews, and recruiting activities, $585,000 cut, cut of $3 million in grants or loan to communities for public infrastructure. In addition, the Joint Appropriations Committee eliminated one more position, took $2.5 million to fund the governor's Endow initiative, added new section 313 for this project instead of taking from the LISRA as the governor requested. That was the denial of one of the governor's letters. Instead of following the letter, we took it out of the business council. Reduced another $250,000 of business-ready community grants and loans. This agency has had half of its funds cut since 2009 and 10. If there are no questions, Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve and close the business council.
Questions?
That stand for questions.
Thank you, Senator Driscoll. Questions on Section 85, Wyoming Business Council. Senator Agar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just curious, looking at the bill down here where it says authorized employees, I'm just wondering how many people are employed at the Business Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Let's see who's got that. Senator.
I'm sorry. What was the question, Mr. Chairman?
The question was how many authorized employees are there at the Wyoming Business Council?
Mr. Chairman, we can get that figure pretty quick. The reason it's down to zero here is because they are all at will.
Okay. Thank you. We'll keep working on that. Any further questions on Section 85? Any further questions? Seeing no questions, The motion is to adopt and close, Senator Driscoll's motion to adopt and close Section 85, Wyoming Business Council. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Section 85, Wyoming Business Council, is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 101, Supreme Court. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the following agency budgets. 101, Supreme Court. 103, Commission of Judicial Conduct and Ethics. 120, Judicial District 1A. 121, Judicial District 1B. 122, Judicial District 2A. 123, Judicial District 2B. 124, Judicial District 3B. 125, Judicial District 3A. 126, Judicial District 4. 127, Judicial District 5A. 128, Judicial District 5B. 129, Judicial District 6A. 130, Judicial District 7A. 131, Judicial District 7B. 132, Judicial District 9A. 133, Judicial District 8A. 134, Judicial District 9B. 135, Judicial District 6B. 136, Judicial District.
It's easy for you to say, Senator.
8B. 137, thank God, Laramie County District 1C. 138, Sweetwater County District C3. 139.
That's 3C, Senator Burns.
I'm sorry, 3C. 139, Natrona County District 7C. 140, Judicial District 6C. 141, Judicial District 9C. And 142, Judicial District 4B. Mr. Chairman, these appear on pages 73 through 90 on the budget bill and pages 21 through 29 on the summary sheet. They all took the enterprise reductions from the governor, which amounts to about $1.9 million on a biannual basis. And with that, I would move for approval and closure.
Questions on the judicial districts? Are there any questions? Any discussion? So seeing no discussion, the motion is to adopt the slate of districts, Section 101, Supreme Court, Section 103, Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics, Section 120, Judicial District 1A, Section 121, Judicial District 1B, Section 122, Judicial District 2A, Section 123, Judicial District 2B, Section 124, Judicial District 3B, Section 125, Judicial District 3A, Section 126, Judicial District 4, Section 127, Judicial District 5A, Section 128, Judicial District 5B, Section 129, Judicial District 6A, Section 130, Judicial District 7A, Section 131, Judicial District 7B, Section 132, Judicial District 9A, Section 133, Judicial District 8A, Section 134, Judicial District 9B, Section 135, Judicial District 6B, Section 136, Judicial District 8B, Section 137, Laramie County District 1C, Section 138, Sweetwater County District 3C, Section 139, Natrona County District 7C, Section 140, Judicial District 6C, Section 141, Judicial District 9C, Section 142, Judicial District 4B. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Those judicial districts have passed Committee of the Whole. The next section is Section 151, District Attorney, Judicial District Number 1. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on Senator Dockstader.
Senator Dockstader, what a treat.
Mr. Chairman, I move Section 151, District Attorney, Judicial District 1. No position changes, essentially business as usual. With that, I would move that you close Section 151 and move to approve.
Okay, discussion on Section 151. Any discussion? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Dockstader's motion to adopt Section 151, District Attorney, Judicial District Number 1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 151 has passed Committee of the Whole. Section 157, District Attorney, Judicial District Number 7. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dockstader did such a good job on the last one. Let's have him do the next one.
Senator Dockstader.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Section 157, District Attorney, Judicial District 7. Again, no changes. They're carrying on business there as usual. I would move that we close Section 157. Move to approve.
That be adopt and close, Senator Dockstader?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Senator. Discussion on Section 157. Any discussion on 157? The motion is on Section 157 to adopt and close District Attorney, Judicial District Number 7. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 157 is adopted. The next section for our consideration is Section 167, UW Medical Education. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, before we move on to that, I have an answer for the good senator from the Basin about the Wyoming Business Council.
Go
they
ahead.
48 positions, currently 40 are filled, and they have 8 vacancies.
Thank you, Senator Burns.
And with that, Mr. Chairman, for UW Medical Education, Section 167, I ask that you call again on Senator Landon.
Back up to bat, Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Section 167, UW Medical Education, page 30 on your summary sheet, page 92 on your budget bill. Mr. Chairman, the fundamental purpose of the Family Medical Residency Program is to educate family medicine physicians residents through direct patient care. Those sites are located in Casper and Cheyenne. Two other significant portions of this budget are the WAMI program, which everyone is pretty much aware of, and the dentistry program through Creighton and Nebraska Lincoln. The governor cut the rate holiday funds and allowed the residencies to utilize pharmacy and patient income to offset some other general fund cuts, Mr. Chairman. So that allows them to utilize some of those enterprise funds, particularly at the Casper residency program. Mr. Chairman, that's the UW Medical Education budget. The JAC did nothing further. If there are no questions, I would move to close, move and close Section 167, UW Medical Education.
Thank you, Senator Landon. Any discussion on Section 167? Any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, the motion is Senator Landon's motion to adopt and close Section 167, UW Medical Education. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 167 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 205, Education School Finance. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask you to call on Senator Landon again.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's good to be with you again. I would like to move Section 205, this time Education School Finance, page 30 on the summary sheet, 94 in your budget bill. Mr. Chairman, the JAC adopted the superintendent's letter number one, which added 72.5 million school foundation funds to pay borrowing funds, borrowing costs, and to make up local shortfalls in revenue among the districts out there. You might recall, Mr. Chairman, a handful of days ago we had a bill coming through, and we were having that conversation on the floor. That 72 million makes whole for this coming fiscal year what we needed in terms of the school foundation program. So you'll see that in your cheat sheet and in your bill. Mr. Chairman, the JAC voted to reduce $2.25 million for court-ordered placements as well. Historically, that's a program that has reverted a large amount of that appropriation, well over $5 million in the recent biennia. As a result, the feeling of the JAC was that this program could accommodate a reduction without any negative impact. So along with the superintendent's letter, the reduction of 2.25, that is the education school finance. I would move to approve and close Section 205, Education School Finance.
Thank you, Senator Landon. Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I think that my colleague from Natrona County got into the explanation of the $72.5 million for the school foundation program. But just to, for the benefit of the member of the Senate, to explain that that's not any new money in the way that is, and that's adjusted through the formula based on things that happen while we're gone to be able to fund it. If he could explain that a little bit better, I think that might help everybody understand it.
Thank you, Senator Bebout.
Mr. Chairman, I can do it if you'd like.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, the school foundation program relies on mineral royalties just as much of the rest of the government does. And when they run short, as they have to borrow the money. In this case, it was $72 million, and it's from the Common School Land Fund. That's where that $72 million comes back in. Now, there is a bill, HB 38, titled Interfund Borrowing, which is going to reduce the interest rate on that by almost $35 million. So that money will be paid back, but right now it is basically borrowed from the Common School Land Fund and appropriated to the school foundation to make up for their shortfall in this interim. I'm sorry, not in this interim, for this biennium.
Thank you very much, Senator Burns. Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, and perhaps not to belabor on the floor, but I do have that superintendent's letter here at my desk, and it's very detailed. Goes back to an LSO memorandum on November 14th, which basically indicated that the projected shortfall in the school foundation program was fairly sizable, and encouraged that letter from the superintendent back to us so that we could make that whole. But I've got that information right here if anyone would like more detail on what we're doing there. But as I mentioned, some of that is that local shortfall because of the drop in ad valorem out there, and then the rest of that is the borrowing funds. So hope that helps.
Thank you very much, Senator Landon. Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, does this borrowing mean we've essentially run out of money in the school funds already and are starting to go in the hole? And the land fund we're borrowing from, that's an income fund, is it not? Not the permanent fund?
Thank you, Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Senator Burns.
I just wanted to double-check on that. It was borrowed from the permanent fund, not from the income fund, and it's not that the money's gone. This was just basically cash flow, a matter of cash flow. And the chairman of education can tell you more about the cash flow is in education, frankly, than we can.
There ain't no cash, and it ain't flowing. Is somebody going to pick this up again? Senator Landon, back to you.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just the 30,000-foot view, fellow senators, is that on the education side of the budget, we have a setup that's not very much different than the agency side. We have TIPS and MIPS. We have a traffic map that can be provided for you by tomorrow, which shows you exactly where those funds go and where they don't. Some of the things in the budget bill this year are going to intercept those flows to make them available so that the legislature can decide how to use those funds. But there are permanent and reserve funds on the education side, just like there are on the agency side, and that's what this refers to. We can get a little more detailed answer for the senator by tomorrow.
Thank you, Senator Landon. Any further discussion on Section 205, Education School Finance? Any further discussion? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Landon's motion that we adopt and close Section 205, Education School Finance. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Section 205 has been adopted. The next section for our consideration is Section 206, Department of Education. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call back on Senator Landon again.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Senator Landon.
And he's going to do it till he gets it right.
Mr. Chairman, you got to be careful how big the pack saddles are on a Shetland pony. But
go ahead, Senator Landon. You're
doing
fine.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Section 206, Wyoming Department of Education. You can find that on page 31 of your summary sheet, which is very helpful to follow along there, and also on page 97 in your budget bill. Mr. Chairman, the governor recommended $1.86 million general fund reduction for the Department of Education. That is an 8% cut to this budget, and the reductions can be summarized as follows. Outreach for the deaf and hearing impaired, $552,756. Vision outreach, $326,000. Information management, $372,000. The K-3 reading assessment, $224,000. Finance, $218,000. $25,000 of the $75,000 budget for suicide prevention
was trimmed back, Mr. Chairman, and that means that's the funding that is sent out to districts for that said purpose. Overall, the governor cut seven positions, so the agency is down from 133 to 126. You might take a look at your cheat sheet that takes you back to the year 2000, and I found it interesting to note that this agency is actually quite a bit smaller than it was way back then. This is a big agency, and sometimes we talk about the fact that it has grown, but it actually has not. Mr. Chairman, the Joint Appropriations Committee did some other things. The committee approved one at-will employee, requiring the Department of Education to carve out $84,500 of its Accountability and Communications Division to fund the state board coordinator position. We had a lot of conversation about that. There was a request for nearly double that amount for that coordinator position. That was not approved, but then this particular amount was brought back in to assist the state board. The Joint Appropriations Committee reduced school program expenditures by $250,000. JAC eliminated that full-time position that I just referred to for $136,000, and JAC reduced the school support budget by $250,000 in school foundation funds. Mr. Chairman, that's a very quick rundown on a big agency, lots of things that we did there. I'd be happy to stand for questions. If there are none, I would move to adopt and close Section 206, Department of Education.
Thank you, Senator Landon. Discussion on Section 206. Any discussion? Any questions? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Landon's motion to adopt and close Section 206, Department of Education. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 206 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 211, Board of Equalization. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on Senator Landon again.
Keep going, Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Section 211, Board of Equalization, page 28 on your sheet and 100 on your budget bill. Mr. Chairman, the Chief Executive reduced this budget by $3,000, about a 0.2% reduction. In this small agency of six full-time positions, all of the cuts were limited to the governor's enterprise reductions. The JAC made no further action. I would move to adopt and close Section 211, Board of Equalization.
Discussion on the Board of Equalization. Discussion on Section 211. Discussion. Seeing none, the question is on Senator Landon's motion to adopt and close Section 211, Board of Equalization. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
That's not a big deal. Not a heavy lift.
I didn't hear you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Section 211 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 220, Environmental Quality Council. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on Senator Driscoll.
Ooh, I got to get all set up again. Senator Driscoll, welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I move Section 220 of the Environmental Quality Council, page 100 of the bill and page 32 on the summary sheet. JC accepted the governor's enterprise reductions. If there are no questions, Mr. Question, I'd move to close and approve Section 45, Department of Transportation. Department of Equality Council.
And
sorry, I got my notes mixed.
And Senator Burns, wasn't that Section 220, Environmental Quality Council?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it was.
Okay. Why don't you make that motion again, Senator, if you don't mind.
There are no questions, Mr. Chairman. I would move to approve and close Section 220, Environmental Quality Council.
Thank you, Senator.
No more cut and paste.
Is there any discussion, any questions on Section 220? Any questions? So the question before us is Senator Driscoll's motion to adopt and close Section 220, Environmental Quality Council. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Section 220 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 38, Paramutual Commission. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on Senator Hastert.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And to liven things back up a little bit, we bring you Section 38, Paramutual Commission. As you can see, things are good with the ponies. Mr. Chairman, what this does is The governor authorized the agency to utilize some of their own funding, the to increase their funding from $1,320,000 to $1,739,000, increase of the six employees, three employees, it is total, from three to six. They're collecting more revenue, and it just allows them to utilize their own resources, and a percentage of the funds goes back to the locals, so this is a good thing for them. And a little boost for the local communities that support that. And I move for adoption and close of Section 38, Paramutual Commission.
Thank you, Senator Hastert. Discussion on Section 38? Any discussion on Section 38? Seeing no discussion, the question is on Senator Hastert's motion to adopt and close Section 38, Paramutual Commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Section 38 has been adopted. So it's my understanding, Madam Chief Clerk, we need to take a vote on the totality of Section 2. Is that right?
Mr. Chairman, I move we close Section 2 of the budget.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of Senator Byrne's motion to close Section 2 of the budget signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Back to you, Senator Burns.
Senator, Mr. Chairman, we move into Section 3, the Section 300s, the budget balancers. And for Section 300, I ask that you call on Senator Hastert again.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Section 300 for adoption. Several different little things going on in Section 300. First, you'll see in K that this restores the statutory reserve. However, there's a few caveats to it. It only restores it. There's a couple things that has to happen. Craig has to issue a report and showing a revenue decrease of $100 million or more to the general fund and BRA. And then we're also looking at the interfund loan from the 1% severance tax to the budget reserve has to be satisfied in order for that to take place. So that's the first part of Section 300 in K. And then if you go on to page 103, members of the Senate, you see that in M, what we're doing there is that stops the tipping into the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund corpus until June 30th, 2018. And this all deals with, and then there's a couple sections here that deal with the spending policy. And the spending policy is the 5% of the five-year average of the market value of those accounts. In N, you'll see the same thing where we're stopping the tip into the Common School Permanent Fund Reserve account. They won't go into the Common School account within the Permanent Land Fund until June 30th, 2018. And then in O, we're looking at this is kind of a good thing because it transfers money a little bit quicker here because we can borrow less by moving up this transfer. It allows funds to be utilized sooner, which reduces bonding costs, Mr. Chairman. And then members of the Senate, back again on page 104 in P. Here again, no funds within the school foundation program account will be credited to the capital construction account. So we always have that $100 million. So anything over that $100 million would go into school cap count, and this prevents that transfer until June 30th, 2018. Mr. Chairman, these are basically in line to stop the tips, kind of get a handle on our revenues, and that's basically what this does for right now. Just delay some of these. They'll be held into the holding accounts and not tipped into the permanent accounts. They can be utilized if necessary, and then they would then tip into the permanent accounts. And that's Section 300, and I move for move to close and adoption of Section 300.
Thank you. Discussion on Section 300. Discussion. Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman. I'm trying to see if I'm understanding what's going on here. It seems to me that between the potential transfer out of the legislative reserve account and the stopping of the tips, we've got a mechanism here that makes sure there's enough money in the general fund so that we don't run out while we're gone, and that's probably essential to making this budget work. And if we don't have these, we're likely to get in trouble if we were trying to just live with our biennial budget as it is without this bill, and that this is one of the features that is a must-have in the bill. My first question is that a correct understanding?
Senator Hester.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate, as far as to the tall senator from Toronto County, his first question, I think that would be accurate for the first Section K of the 104. The rest of them are reserve accounts that wouldn't affect, that don't have any effect on the general fund.
Thank you, Senator Hester. Senator Scott.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, my second question is, you didn't tell me if you assume for a minute that the reduction from the reserve account in that first paragraph K is going to happen, what is the rate at which we're going through that reserve account in this biennium, counting what we did last year and what we're doing this year? How much of the reserve, how many total dollars are we taking out of the reserve account during this biennium?
Thank you, Senator Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It hasn't actually all been calculated. The thought was somewhere between 8 and 10%.
Senator Bebel.
Mr. Chairman, if you're talking about LISRA, it's on your goldenrod, and it shows $250 million based on the JAC rec. And a lot of that happened during the last budget session. $36 million we had to go in there to balance the broad transfer, 105 to cities, towns, and counties, 80 million to school facilities, and then the rest of them are in the 2017 JAC recs, of which the largest is 25 million for a bill that's not all in JAC recs, a bill that's economic development account funding. So the total is $250 million, assuming a lot of these bills pass that are now in the process.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, I would make the point to the Senate that that's a burn rate that exhausts our LISRA account in 7 years, if I'm doing my math right, and that's a substantial increase. When we left here last time, it was 9.5 years. We're now upping that to the point where it's 7 years, and I would suggest to the Senate we are getting ourselves into a bind where if this downturn lasts as long as it might well, given the history, Mr. Chairman, we're going to be in trouble in a few years.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Scott. Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And as of today, and I know any things can change between now and June, it does look like we're in a pretty good position. I think it's 2.5% of the amount over 2.5%, and it's looking like there will be a actual deposit into the LISRA at this point.
Thank you, Senator Hester.
And we can get that number later, but it looks like we're actually going to refund some of that or replenish.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
As to the increased burn rate that the tall senator from Bates Creek mentions, yes, he's absolutely right, but that is the cause of that is the drop in revenues that we had between the last time we were here, and we were looking at a 9.5-year rate, and what happened in June when the Craig forecast came out, and the governor had to cut funding, and we had to cut funding. The revenues just continued to drop at a faster rate than we had intended or that we had planned for from last year.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
I want to point the body's attention to paragraph K, because that is a substantial change in policy. We had traditionally put $104 million in as the budget reserve account, and traditionally had left that for the governor at his discretion to use it if he needed it. He needed it this last year. What the Appropriations Committee did this year, if you look on lines 15, 16, 17, the governor cannot access that money unless the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, CREG, issues a revenue report lower than $100 million below forecast. So it is not a traditional budget reserve account as we know it, and I want the body to notice that.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion on Section 300? Further discussion on Section 300. So the question is on Senator Hastert's motion to adopt and close Section 300. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 300 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 305. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you call on the good senator from Star Valley.
Oh, thankfully. Thank you, Senator. Senator Dockstetter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to open Section 305, Employee Benefits, members of the Senate. This is where we just did a trim back with how the retiree health insurance program is handled. We reduced it by about $300,000. It's part of the process to bring things back. We do it through their monthly service rate, their monthly payment program. And with that, I'd move to close and approve.
Thank you very much. The discussion is on Section 305, Employee Benefits. Any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, it's now on Senator Dockstetter's motion to adopt and close Section 305. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 305 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section is Section 306, Flux for the Executive. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman. When it comes to flux, I ask that you call on Senator Landon.
Is he running the flex capacitor?
Mr. Chairman, I'm a flexible kind of guy, so I'll take Section 306. I would move Section 306, Mr. Chairman. This section, fellow senators, brings language back in from the last budget bill of 2016, and that is where we give the governor a lot of flex authority during this downtime to reach in and move positions around. What the JAC did this time, though, was to add those, add the lines to 13 and 14, add that verbiage that says prohibits him from going into the Department of Agriculture, and that's because the JAC did several things. You might remember to the Department of Agriculture, we don't want the governor to go back in there and put a couple of positions back in. So that's what that language does. I would move to adopt and close Section 306, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, and I've got a general question, and maybe this is the right place to answer, ask it, maybe not. But, Mr. Chairman, I felt for some time that there was enough flexing going on within the health department that it didn't much matter what we put in various line items. It got moved around to suit the management of the Department of Health. Is this where they're getting that flex authority, or is there an additional flex authority somewhere else? I would appreciate a little explanation, because I know there's a lot of flexing going on there, and I don't understand the authority for it.
Okay, who wants to jump on that one? Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, the JAC and the legislature in general has been giving the governor a lot of authority in flex. It's in the bill, and it is in most departments. And as a matter of fact, it's a general statement. What this section does is it actually chokes it off in this particular division or agency for the governor. And the concern here is that we are eliminating some positions, and we don't want the governor to use his flex authority to put those positions back in.
Thank you, Senator. Oh, what a mysterious web we weave. Who else has questions? Any questions on Section 306? Any further discussion on Section 306? Receiving none. The question is on Senator Landon's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it with, does so with adoption of Section 306, and I don't know why I said it all that way, but all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Section 306 is adopted. The next section is Section 309, Higher Education Excellence Endowment. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Section 309 be approved and adopted and closed. Mr. Chairman, this is an ongoing problem the legislature is facing. Some years back, and I don't recall how many years ago, but it's when we were in the money, the legislature, in its finite wisdom, set up the Higher Education Excellence Endowment. That was a fund set aside to allow the university and the various colleges to endow chairs for professors. There are currently 19 professors at the university. I don't know exactly how many are at the community colleges right now. And unfortunately, the earnings from that trust fund have not kept up to the demands of the contracts of those professors. So the state has been, the legislature has been providing the difference. What we do here on 309 is there's a requirement of $2.5 million. What your JAC did was we put in $1.25 million and required the university and the community colleges to pay half of this amount, of the amount of these contracts for these professors. As I said, this is an ongoing problem because at least until these contracts run out, and that because we know that the colleges and the university are going to come back to us as long as these contracts are ongoing. And I don't know the length of the contracts. I don't know that they're all the same at this point.
Okay. Questions on Section 309? Any questions on Section 309? And did you move to adopt and close, Senator Burns?
Yes, I did, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. So the question is on Senator Burns' motion to adopt and close Section 309, Higher Education Excellence Endowment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Section 309 has passed committee of the whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 313, Endow.
Mr. Chairman, I ask you to call for the last time on Senator Landon.
Senator Landon. Come out swinging, buddy.
Mr. Chairman, it's been a pleasure. I would like to move Section 313 in Section 300s of the budget endow. Fellow senators, this is the program that is being suggested by the governor. You've seen some legislation that's coming through both bodies. This is how we will go about funding it. We take... $2,500,000, but that's going to come out of two different places, general fund and then out of the business resource counts, the business ready program. Two different areas of that particular budget is how we chose to fund this effort going forward. That's the quick and dirty on this one, Mr. Chairman. I would move to adopt and close 313.
Thank you, Dow. Sir. Thank you, Senator Landon. Questions on this section? Questions on Section 313? Any questions? Seeing none, the question is on Senator Landon's motion to adopt and close Section 313 in Dow. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 313 has passed committee of the whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 320, Position Freeze and Statewide Budget Reduction. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I ask you to call on Senator Driscoll to take a final bow.
Senator Driscoll, welcome.
Chairman, there's the bow.
Not yet, Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking for my last time, I move Section 320. This is position freeze and statewide budget reduction, and this is a little in-depth. I'm going to go through it, and we'll stand for some questions on it. This basically was the setup. JAC eliminated 75 full-time positions and left them to the governor to figure out where to do it, and this is an explanation of how the mechanism of this works. Section A on it is the state auditor prepares a report to find where those positions are at so that they can find them. And I'm going to pre-warn you a little. There's an amendment going to be coming on second reading to correct some language. If you're on 107, page 107 of the budget bill, on lines 9 and part of 10, we will change the state's position incumbent listing to based on in a little different language, and that's so that there's a little more flexibility in the auditor's office. I hope it's all right to talk about an amendment ahead of time.
It's okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't violating some rules here, because it is coming. They came and talked about fixing it. But this allows the auditor to identify the positions. Little Romanet I is where the positions are identified that are 75 generally funded full-time positions from the positions reported as filled. And these are to be terminated on or before June 30, 2018. That explains what they're going to do. Little Romanet II is an in lieu of, and it tells the governor that if he doesn't eliminate the 75, he is allowed to do further cuts to achieve the same amount of savings. Little B puts what the governor does into his 1920 biennial budget request pursuant to Wyoming Statute 9-2-1013. Which codifies that he's eliminated the positions and that they are permanent. Little section C is the authorization to do that. This actually goes into the law, allows him to transfer appropriated general funds and position authorization in 2016, folds it in to make it where it fits within our law, and authorize the governor to authorize additional positions to any agency, even if the excess of the positions authorized by the legislature, provided at least an identical number of vacant, generally funded full-time positions are eliminated. That gives him the full flex to get rid of one or to add one if he needs to, but he's got to get rid of one if he adds it. Section D is simply a report back from the governor that says he's done what he's going to. Little E is just a definition. It defines what it is. And with that, that's the meat of it. I would move for adopt and close on section 320 and stand for questions.
Thank you. Discussion on section 320. Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question on I think it was II. So anyway, in doing that and understanding that language, I guess my question is, at first blush, it would appear to me, what prevents the governor from making those reductions with pass-through grants, which could be anywhere from, could be in ag, they could be air enhanced air services, they could be in part of health, they could be anywhere. Is there anything, any sideboards that I'm missing in this, in 320, that would otherwise limit him and in his regard to that one for that offset ratio that you've set there?
Who's got it?
More questions.
Senator Driscoll.
I'm going to take a run at this because I recall some on this. And I believe there's nothing. We allow him to do further budget cuts to do in lieu, the way I understood it. I will follow that up and make dang sure I'm correct on it. But I believe if you go back to the previous part of that, it allows him to offset by cuts in the general fund. So I'm pretty sure the way I read it, that's the way it is. I'll be back tomorrow and stand corrected if I'm wrong. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Driscoll. Any further discussion on...
Question.
Section 320. Any further discussion? Seeing none, questions on Section 320. It's Senator Driscoll's motion to adopt and close Section 320, position freeze and statewide budget reduction. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 320 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next section for our consideration is Section 329, emergency detentions and involuntary hospitalization. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I move Section 329 and ask to adopt and close. Mr. Chairman, this is one of those traditional 300 footnotes in there. After looking at everything, we realized we probably hadn't given the governor enough room to deal with Title 25 involuntary commitments. So we put this in here and made a contingent upon House Bill 151 passing. That's the cigarette tax. My understanding is that bill has passed out of the House. And so if it does pass, $3 million from that will be appropriated to the Department of Health for the next standard budget for Title 25.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Burns. Questions on Section 329? Any question on Section 329? Seeing none. The question is on Senator Burns' motion to adopt and close Section 329, Emergency Detentions and Involuntary Hospitalizations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Section 329 is passed Committee of the Whole.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Burns.
I move Section 3 of the budget bill.
You've heard the motion. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Section 3 is passed Committee of the Whole. Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate File 1.
I think we have to do Section 400 first. At least that's my note.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, you're right. I move Section 4.
Okay. The motion is on Section 400, the effective date. Any discussion? The motion is to adopt and close. It's made by Senator Burns. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That Section 400 is adopted. Back to you, Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate File 1.
You've heard the motion. Any discussion? The motion is to adopt Senate File 1. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Senate File 1 is passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've moved that the Committee of the Whole on Senate File 1 rise and report on its actions.
Motion.
All those in favor, you heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no?
I'll be back.
Motion carried.
Motion carried.
Would the reading clerk please read the Committee of the Whole report on Senate File 1?
Mr. President, with respect to the budget bill, Senate File 1, the Committee of the Whole took action as follows. Section 67 adopted. Section 69 adopted. Section 70 adopted. Section 77 adopted. Section 80 adopted. Section 81 adopted. Section 85 adopted. Section 101 adopted. Section 103 adopted. Section 120 adopted. Section 121 adopted. Section 122 adopted. Section 123 adopted. Section 124 adopted. Section 125 adopted. Section 126 adopted. Section 127 adopted. Section 128 adopted. Section 129 adopted. Section 130 adopted. Section 131 adopted. Section 132 adopted. Section 133 adopted. Section 134 adopted. Section 135 adopted. Section 136 adopted. Section 137 adopted. Section 138 adopted. Section 139 adopted. Section 140 adopted. Section 141 adopted. Section 142 adopted. Section 151 adopted. Section 157 adopted. Section 167 adopted. Section 205 adopted. Section 206 adopted. Section 211 adopted. Section 220 adopted. Section 38 adopted. Section 300 adopted. Section 305 adopted. Section 306 adopted. Section 307 adopted. Section 313 adopted. Section 320 adopted. Section 329 adopted. Section 4 adopted. Senate File 1 adopted.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I would move for adoption of the Committee of the Whole report with respect to Senate File 1.
You heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. You've adopted the Committee of the Whole report for Senate File 1. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, before we, while Senate File 1 is still fresh in our minds, I wanted to just take a minute, and I think it's appropriate that we as a Senate thank the members of the Appropriations Committee. We appreciate the five of them who work so diligently. We appreciate our staff, the Joint Appropriations staff, who puts in as many or more hours than they do. We appreciate our Senate secretaries and the others that have helped them out, our analysts. And until you've been on appropriations and understand the intensive nature of that work and the work that it goes on, there's a tremendous amount of work that goes on behind the scenes. In fact, this year, with going into almost essentially every agency in the budget because of the governor's budget cuts, having those hearings again, they crammed what normally takes about a week into a week's work of work. They crammed that into which is normally 3 weeks of work in a general session. They did it on the fly, after hours and extra time in addition to the week they spent down here ahead of all of us, after we convened, they spent a tremendous amount of time, morning in and night down in there, trying to hammer this out. And it's a tough job. It's a tough time to be doing it. But I think that they deserve our appreciation and a hand of thanks from us to them.
Senator Burns, in case you didn't hear, we just thank you for all your hard work.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, but if they're really grateful, there wouldn't be any second reading amendments.
Touche, Senator Burns. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. But, before I make the motion to go back in committee of the whole for consideration of House bills on general file, I wonder if it might be appropriate, Mr. Chairman, by your leave, if we took about a 10-minute break.
It's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that, Senator Perkins? The Senate will stand in ease until the sound of the gavel, about 10 minutes.
Boy, the seat's hot. You know, even Kale had a hot seat. You know, I don't maybe I don't have a.
about that email.
All righty.
Thank you.
Senate will please come to order.
Have we already voted to go into maybe the whole of that?
Senator Perkins, you have a motion.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for consideration, re-resolve itself back in the Committee of the Whole for consideration of House bills on general file.
Heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. Senator Case.
You know, this seat was really hot when I got overheating. The heat's up here. You're attracting it.
All right, the Committee of the Whole will come to order, and the first order of consideration is for Senator Ruffus to take the chair. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 43. Would the reading clerk please read the file?
House Bill 43, Board of Insurance Examiners, Repeal, an act relating to insurance producers and adjusters. Sponsored by the Corporations Committee, was referred to Committee Number 7, which returned to committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Case, Nethercott, Pappas, and Scott. Senator Case, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the House bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Case?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a do pass recommendation on House Bill 43, engrossed, Board of Insurance Examiners, Repeal. Mr. Chairman, what this bill does is to remove the Board of Insurance Examiners and reformulate them as an advisory board under the auspice of the Insurance Commissioner. So, Section 1, you have this License Examination Review Panel, which is created on Line 14, 26.9.235, says the Commissioner can review procedures for making examinations. He can take over that deal, and he can establish a License Examination Advisory Panel. They have staggered terms, as you can see on the bottom of page 2. That was the subject of the reason that you have a green copy, Mr. Chairman, is because our friends down the hall established some parameters on those terms. You can see on page 3 what the review panel shall provide the following assistance to the commissioner. And you can see they're just having to do with coming up with the examination and to review the content, see if it's appropriate, and deciding if there are specific factors with respect to grading the exam, and to make any recommendations to the commissioner about administration of the exam. That's really the guts of the bill, Mr. Chairman. The rest of it, you'll note on page 4, lines 12 through 16, the commissioner can reimburse the panel members. Section 2 is all the amendments, which basically are to take out references to the State Board of Insurance Agents Examiners and put that in the commissioner's office. That is the entirety of the bill, Mr. Chairman. It's effective July 1, 2017. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator Case. There are no amendments. We're on House Bill 43, Board of Insurance Examiners Repeal. Any discussion? Seeing none, questions been called. All those in favor of Senator Case's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a favorable recommendation on House Bill 43, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 43 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for your consideration is House Bill 51. The reading clerk will read the House bill.
House Bill 51, engrossed, Borrowing Authority for Department of Transportation, an act relating to pooled fund investment loans, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, was referred to Committee Number 8, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, Christensen, and Meyer. Senator Meyer, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the file or the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Meyer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report, it do so if they do pass motion on House Bill 51. There was also a standing committee amendment. I would ask that the reading clerk read the amendment in at this time.
House Bill 51, engrossed, standing committee amendment number 1 to engrossed copy. Page 2, line 7.
Mr. Chairman, I would move standing committee amendment number 1 to House Bill 51, and for explanation of the bill and the amendment, I would ask that the chair recognize the outstanding senator from Teton County.
Senator Christensen, it's clear as a bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the chairman. Members of the Senate, House Bill 51 has to do with borrowing authority for the Department of Transportation. Currently, the Department of Transportation has the ability in statute to borrow $100 million. The intent of this is, should the federal government be late, not be able to meet their commitments, that the state has that. Well, we have now hit a point where YDOT's annual federal funding is up around $300 million. And so the idea is to be able to take this up to $200 million, approximately two-thirds of what we could be facing should the federal government get slow, get delayed, or not pay their bills. The importance of this is when we're running construction projects at that $300 million rate, we've got to be able to pay monthly or quarterly to our contractors. We need to be able to keep them working. And so to sit back and wait for the check from the East Coast could put our Wyoming economy, our construction economy, and projects delayed. So the bill, let me go to the bill. Oh, and there's something important. It says this, you know, this borrowing authority, and it's in the bill, should only be used if necessary, and it's not for bad estimates. And if they've missed their obligation, it's for a lack of payment from the Fed side. But House Bill 51, get down here to the bottom, it says the state auditor is authorized to borrow from the pooled fund investments in the treasurer's office an amount not to exceed $200 million at any one time to meet the obligations of the Department of Transportation, which come due prior to the receipt of revenues. Shall be returned as soon as possible. Interest on the unpaid balance shall be equal to the greater of 2%, or this is where our amendment comes in. We're going to strike interest rate and move in rate of return on line 7. And with that, I would move the standing committee amendment and ask for a vote of yes.
Thank you, favorable. Senator. I believe Senator Meyer had moved the standing committee amendment, but it's always good to move it again.
Question
on the standing committee amendment. Any discussion? So the question is on Senator Meyer's motion to adopt the Standing Committee Amendment to House Bill 51. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Standing Committee Amendment is passed. Back to you, Senator Christian.
All right. And then just to wrap up the bill, it says the loan shall not be used to fund shortages caused by expenditures exceeding projected revenues, but to only be used for temporary shortages caused by meeting obligations which come due prior to the receipt of revenue. So far, we've never had to go through this, but we came close in 2015. And so this is just being ready, being prepared. Hopefully, we never have to use this particular law. With that, I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator Christensen. Any discussion? Okay, the question is on Senator Meyer's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a due pass recommendation on House Bill 51, Borrowing Authority for Department of Transportation. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 51 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42. Would the reading clerk please read the file?
House Bill 42, Education, State Board of Education Membership, sponsored by the Education Committee. Was referred to Committee Number 4, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Coe, Ellis, Pappas, Rothfuss, and Wasserberger, Senator Pappas, acting chair.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Coe?
Mr. Chairman, move with the Committee of the Whole rise and report it. Do so with a do pass recommendation on House Bill 42 and defer to Senator Wasserberger.
Senator Wasserberger, welcome.
Weisenhammer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 42, has the bill been moved? It's been moved.
Yes, it has.
Thank you. This is the most difficult bill you will see this session. It will take at least an hour to debate it. But what this bill does is it changes membership on the State Board of Education from 13 members to 14 members. Yes, and it's very controversial. And the reason why is we have incredible leadership now at the University of Wyoming, and we would like to add the president of the University of Wyoming to that board or their designee. And what that will do is give us consistency in all of our curriculum K through 16 or K through 20. And so, Mr. Chairman, that is the bill. So we're going to increase the membership on the state board from 13 to 14 and add the president of the University of Wyoming.
Thank you, Senator Wassenberger. Questions? Any discussions? Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, and I'm certainly in support of the bill. Makes a lot of sense because the university sees the product of the K-12 system up close firsthand. My question is, as I understand it, you're making the president a non-voting member. Why not make her a voting member?
Senator Wassenberger, when are you going to give ladies the right to vote? Senator Cove.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Whoops, I'm sorry, I accidentally got you off, Senator Cove. There you go.
A lot of people like to have you turn me off. Mr. Chairman, I think last year we brought on the director of the Community College Commission as an ex-official member. And the discussion we had in the interim was that really we just wanted this position to coordinate so that we had community colleges, university, K-12, all having a dialogue with all the things going on in one spot. So we chose to make this position ex-official, just like the community college director.
Thank you, Senator Cove. Further discussion? Any further discussion? So the question is on Senator Coe's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report and do so with a due pass recommendation on House Bill 42, Education State Board of Education Membership. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I don't know.
House Bill 42 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 78, engrossed. Salvage Title Updates, an act relating to motor vehicles' certificates of title, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, was referred to Committee Number 8, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, Christensen, and Meyer. Senator Meyer, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Meyer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report, it do so with a do pass motion on House Bill 78, Salvage Title Updates. And for explanation of this bill, I would ask that the chair recognize Senator Anderson.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 78, Salvage Title Updates. There's two sections in this that are the main important part. Page 2 has a new electronic signature shall constitute a properly endorsed certificate of title, which is kind of a new thing. It's kind of that new age that the senator from Lander talked about when he was talking about dealers. It's kind of the new age thing, and they're asking that it be able to be in this issue. The big thing is on page 3. What has happened in the past is the insurance company has settled with the owner of the car or vehicle, and they haven't been able to get a clear title, so they couldn't retrieve the vehicle from the salvage yard or the wherever it's being stored, so they can't recover their asset. They can't get any money out of it. So they've had a lot of trouble with getting those titles for various reasons. We heard that the guy might just not be cooperating. They might not be able to locate him, et cetera. They have sent the check. The check's been deposited and paid. He's cashed the check, but he won't produce the title. So they're asking that they have a way to get a title on the vehicle so that they can then execute whatever they're going to do, salvage it or sell it. So on page 3 gives them the authority to do that. They could request the county clerk issue a certificate of title branded salvage for the vehicle. The request shall include and document
document evidence that the insurance company has paid a claim on the vehicle and has made at least two written attempts to obtain the properly endorsed certificate of title at the last known address of the owner of the vehicle. So they will make an attempt to get the title from the owner of the vehicle. If they can't, then this gives them the opportunity to get a title and execute their property. I ask you to please vote favorably on House Bill 78.
Discussion on House Bill 78, Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under the definitions in our statutes on vehicle, if you had a boat and a trailer, I don't think you really have a title on a boat, but if it's the trailer is titled and they're abandoned, would that, would this particular statute apply to them if they were to try to salvage it, or is that different because of the definition of boat or trailer?
Senator Anderson.
I would really like to answer that, Mr. Chairman. Having just purchased a boat, a small used boat, I found out that now we do require titles on trailers, or titles on boats. And I've owned boats for the last 40 years, never had a title on one. Now we require a title. Wyoming requires a title. So, yes, it would apply to that also.
Anything else? Senator Meyer.
Are we talking boats or vehicles here?
We're talking abandoned or wrecked. In this case, most of the time it's a wrecked vehicle or a wrecked boat or a wrecked trailer, and the insurance company is paid. There's another entirely different statute that deals with abandoned vehicles along the side of the road, and this statute itself doesn't come into play unless it's been in through the insurance process and as a claim has been paid, as the senator from Casper alluded to earlier in the bill. But there is a different statute, and we worked that one actually, I think, last year, Mr. Chairman, that dealt with abandoned vehicles and what happens in the case of who tows it, how much they get towed, where it goes, the price is paid at the salvage yard when it's there, and those things. That's all in a different part of the statute, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Any further questions on House Bill 78? Any further questions? The question is on Senator Meyer's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, we do so with a due pass recommendation on House Bill 78, salvage title updates. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? House Bill 78 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 59. The reading clerk will please read the file.
House Bill 59, Higher Education Fiscal Procedure Amendments, an act relating to education, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, was referred to Committee Number 2, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Burns, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Burns?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a favorable recommendation on House Bill 59, Higher Education Fiscal Procedure Amendments. There are no standing committee amendments, and I would like to explain the bill further. But first, by mentioning a little background, Mr. Chairman, we just finished the budget bill, and we did the Section 300s in about 20 minutes. The Section 300s used to be an entire afternoon. When the budget bill was bigger rather than the four bills it is now, and the Section 300s or the footnotes were just tacked on there, and there'd be pages and pages of them. What we have been doing over the last year or two has been codifying a number of those footnotes, and that's exactly what this bill does. If you go to page 2, we're dealing with the Endowment Challenge Fund at the university, and then page 3, the Athletics Challenge Matching Program. These are programs that the university has, that the legislature has put forward, sums of money that will be awarded to the university, assuming they match it. What this basically does is says, matching funds shall only be available for expenditure to the extent cash or cash equivalent contributions are actually received by the University of Wyoming. Mr. Chairman, that takes some of the gray area out of it, in that the university has received assurances, it's received guarantees, it's received any number of promises that the money was going to be there, and there have been circumstances where it hasn't arrived through one reason or another, sometimes death, sometimes bankruptcies, inability of the donor. This basically says that, and this has been a footnote for years in the budget, we will not release the funds to the university until the money or the assets are actually given to the university. And, Mr. Chairman, that's what the bill does until you get to page 6. And now we get to the community colleges. And this is very simple, basically says that the community college, if they hire somebody since the last budget, they have to submit an exception budget request for the health insurance funding needed for that person if they've been hired for a benefited position. And, Mr. Chairman, that's the bill. I'll be glad to take any questions.
Thank you, Senator Burns. Are there questions on House Bill 59? Any questions? Any discussion? Seeing none, the question before you is on Senator Burns' motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with a due pass recommendation on House Bill 59, Higher Education Fiscal Procedure Amendments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 59 is passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've moved the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion. What is your pleasure? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Committee of the Whole, rise and report.
Let me get this chair for you, sir.
Reading clerk, please read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. President, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. House Bill 30, engrossed, do pass amended. House Bill 33, engrossed, do pass. House Bill 92, do pass. House Bill 43, engrossed, do pass. House Bill 51, engrossed, do pass, amended. House Bill 42, do pass. House Bill 78, engrossed, do pass. House Bill 59, do pass. Senator Case, Chairman.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
Heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Committee of the Whole report is adopted. Standing committee reports.
February 7, 2017, Mr. President, your committee number 3, to whom was referred House Bill 82, engrossed, local optional sales and use taxes, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Case, Ellis, Kinski, Peterson, and Wasserberger, Senator Peterson, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number 3, to whom was referred House Bill 19, engrossed, sales from remote sellers, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Case, Ellis, Kinski, Peterson, and Wasserberger, Senator Peterson, Chairman.
Are there any messages from the House? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, that's a good thing. Mr. President, I move that we stand adjourned until 9 a.m., Wednesday, February the 8th. Mr. President? Yeah. Anyway, that's fine. Thank you, Mr. President. That's my motion.
Okay, announcements. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., Jonah S-27. House Bill 113, Medicaid Waiver Program, Military Personnel. And if time permits, we'll get started on House Bill 156, Involuntary Commitment Emergency Detention Amendments. I doubt if we'll get much beyond the initial presentation on that bill.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in Jonah Room S-19 to consider the following bills. House Bill 37, engrossed teacher accountability, and House Bill 40, engrossed education accountability.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, your committee's appropriations number 2 will meet down at JAC upon noon recess tomorrow, where we will take up House Bill 79, engrossed state funds equity investments pool. That's a re-referral. In addition, we'll take up House Bill 13, investment of public funds, House Bill 60, engrossed state investment policy, House Bill 262, engrossed penitentiary savings fund, and House Bill 291, Department of Health Facilities, if time permits.
Senator Von Flader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 9, Minerals and Economic Development, will meet
Wednesday, about 15 minutes after noon recess in Jonah, room S18, to consider House Bill 32 and Gross Ski Safety Act continued, and House Bill 0002, Storage Tanks, House Bill 004, Engrossed, NRC Agreement, State Amendments, and House Bill, if time permits, House Bill 220, Ad Valorem Taxation Liens on Mineral Production.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, S18, to consider the following bills. We will revisit and review the House Bill 192 Amendment. That's all we're doing. And then we will work House Bill 123, Engrossed Probate Estates for Non-Residents, House Bill 124, Engrossed Uniform Trust Code Amendments, and House Bill 125, Engrossed Sealing of Trust Documents.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, February 8th, 10 minutes after adjournment in Jonah Room S27. To consider the following House bills. House Bill 128, Tribal License Plates. House Bill 176, Engrossed Veterans Tuition Waiver Program Requirements. House Bill 74, Engrossed Agent Orange Health Awareness Month.
Mr. Vice President, do you happen to have the Rules Committee announcement on your desk?
Yes, Mr. President, I do. Rules Committee will meet Thursday, February 9th, 30 minutes after noon recess, Jonah Room S18, to consider House Joint Resolution 8, Federal Responsibility for American Indian Health Care, House Bill 35, Sponsorship of Legislation, and House Bill 36, Engrossed Obsolete Laws.
Any other announcements? You all heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 8th.